Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring a study that delves into the skin condition known as vitiligo. It's a disorder that affects about 0.5 to 1% of people globally and is characterized by patches of skin that lose their color due to the destruction of cells called melanocytes. This destruction can be linked to a complex mix of genetics, immune responses, and environmental factors. A recent study, titled Exosomal Mir-493-3P, promotes the secretion of CXCL10 by suppressing keratinocyte autophagy in vitiligo. Investigates how a specific microRNA, Mir-493-3P, influences the function of keratinocytes, a major cell type in the skin. The authors aim to understand the role of these cells in vitiligo and how they might contribute to its pathology. So, let's break down what they found. The research hitched a ride on the latest in bioimaging and genomics, using publicly available transcriptome data to analyze the changes that occur in keratinocytes from vitiligo patients. They performed thorough analyses to reveal that keratinocytes in vitiligo-affected skin showed a marked decrease in their number and a significant dysregulation in their autophagy process. Autophagy, for our listeners not yet familiar, is a natural process where cells recycle and remove damaged components, and it plays a crucial role in maintaining cell health. The researchers utilized several modern techniques, like Western blotting, ELISA assays, and even brought in luminescence-based reporter assays to validate their findings. They found that the overexpression of Mir-493-3P led to a reduced expression of LC3, a key protein involved in autophagy. The conclusion drawn was that this reduction in autophagy led to increased levels of a particular chemokine, CXCL10, which is known to be associated with immune responses damaging to melanocytes. Now, let's look at a few notable aspects of the study that stood out in the scientific community. A positive highlight is the thoroughness of the methodology. The researchers shared comprehensive details on the diverse techniques used, allowing other scientists to replicate this study. They also utilized public databases, increasing the accessibility and confirming that their data can be verified by others in the field. Additionally, the statistical analyses employed in this research were appropriate and well executed, ensuring the rigor behind the data interpretation. The authors also made sure to include control groups in their sampling, matching patients based on age and gender to strengthen the validity of their findings. However, like any scientific endeavor, this study isn't without its critiques. Some in the field have pointed out the need for more depth regarding the mechanisms through which autophagy dysfunction promotes CXCL10 secretion, emphasizing that while the connections are drawn, some like to see more direct evidence and pathways explored. Moreover, while the study hints at potential therapeutic targets, it stops short of full exploration, leaving readers curious but somewhat wanting more concrete pathways for intervention. The exploration of innovative approaches, like integrating single-cell transcriptomics with network analysis, is indeed refreshing and speaks to ongoing advancements in how we understand cell biology in modern medicine. This is certainly a step forward in unraveling the complexities of vitiligo. Bringing in still another layer to the conversation, we know that keratinocytes play a vital role in the skin's overall health. They do more than just form a protective barrier. They communicate with other skin cells, including melanocytes, and can influence inflammatory responses, making them key players in conditions like vitiligo. Understanding the interplay between keratinocytes and immune responses opens up new avenues for treating skin conditions like vitiligo. There is the potential for developing novel therapies that could target the pathways identified in this research, including CERNA treatments or advancements in gene editing that could moderate the activity of Mir-493-3P or its downstream effects. In conclusion, the study provides significant insights into the role of keratinocytes in vitiligo and how Mir-493-3P influences this process through autophagy modulation. While the findings are promising, they also remind us that science is always evolving, and continuous research is vital to fully unravel these complex biological mechanisms. Thank you for tuning in to SciBud today. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of vitiligo and the fascinating contributions of Mir-493-3P to our understanding of the condition. If you have questions, thoughts, or topics you'd love us to cover next, reach out. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next time as we dive deeper into the world of science. Until then, Keep your curiosity alive and stay fascinated.